Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Coming up on Therapy.
I had this perspective of like, you're better than this. Like, you're meant to be a better mom than this. You have gifts that you're not stepping into. You have joy that you're not bringing into the room because of where my health and my weight was at. And I don't ever want to like put this emphasis on weight that doesn't need to be there. But for me, it really was this physical weight, but it was also this emotional weight. It was this weighing down my confidence. It was weighing down my energy. It was weighing down my personality. And I was just done. I didn't have like this magical answer. No like flashing lights popped up in front of me of like, here's how to do it. It was just this moment of like, I gotta figure this out. Like, this is something that needs to change.
Hey, senorita, really nice to meet ya.
I was always calculating calories and macros. And when I just calmed the F down, I found my physical ideal. Am I addicted to moderate drinking?
You're very subtly admitting powerlessness and unmanageability right here live. And I'm proud of you. That's beautiful.
Did you struggle with actual eating disorders?
Anorexia and bulimia.
Thank you for saying that.
Katie Couric. Nothing screws up a kid more than having a parent on top of that kid all the time.
Kenya Moore.
Before I take a shower, I would always step on scale. And I saw my daughter starting to do that. Like, she doesn't know how to even read the numbers, but she saw me doing it.
Actress Melissa Joan Hart.
I remember the first time I was told I could be a movie star if I lost 10 pounds when I weighed 103.
Pinky Cole, were you high when you came up with the name?
I was very high.
This is Therapy. This week on Therapy, it's fitness and wellness coach Jolaine Daring. She's a mom of two toddler boys, which is an accolade all in itself. I found her in People magazine. They share those transformation stories usually in January for people starting New Year's resolutions. I want her to talk through her journey. What made her life change different this time around? What has she tried in the past? Was there something that inspired her? She's made a change in her life and inspires other people to change their lives. And that is what Therapy is all about. Please do me a favor and hit subscribe anywhere you're listening to this episode. That way you'll get an alert every time a new Therapy drops. And please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. If you find something valuable in this episode, please consider sharing it on social media or sending it to a friend. Here is my episode with Jolaine Daring. I found you in People magazine. How does one get an opportunity like that?
Girl, your guess is as good as mine. So I am a coach with Optavia. I've been a coach for 5 years, just health coach, and have my own health journey. Obviously, that's what people got to connect with me on. And Optavia does, the employees of the company, they have coaches tell their story of just to keep them connected to like, this is what you do, look at your impact, that kind of thing. And so in October, I was asked to tell my story, and one of the employees does their Optavia PR. And she was like, I would love to share your story with a magazine. I was like, okay, that's easy. Literally like 6 weeks later, she's like, so People magazine wants to use yours. I was like, I'm sorry, what? Can we back up? Wild. Yeah. So truly, I was just telling my story to like, hopefully, you know, create some inspiration and in the staff of the company that I get to just work with. And one thing led to another, just doors open that I never could have opened myself.
Well, I'm glad that you shared it. That's how I found you. Now I'm following you. I want to get into your story. We have a lot of similarities, and I like to like go back to childhood, like how you were brought up. Mm-hmm. I think birth order is a big thing. How did little Jolaine come up? Were you an athlete? You struggle with your weight at all?
I think what's funny is as adults, we like look back and you're like, man, I thought I Yeah. I thought I was struggling with my weight back then, but I 1000% was not, and would mm-hmm. give a lot to be back in that place. Just as a side note, I think mm-hmm. women, we think that a lot. We're like, I was an idiot to think I needed to lose weight. But yeah, I'm the oldest of three girls and grew up in a Hispanic family, and just the sassiest of the three and the bossiest of the three. Cause what are you if you're not the oldest girl?
I'm the oldest of four girls. I knew it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. It's a special birth order right there.
You're a perfectionist. At least I was. And you're the role model. And I held myself to such a high standard. Nothing was good enough.
High standards.
Yes. I had a feeling. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's a lot that comes with that, right? Like I've worked since I was 15 years old. You just have to, like, what else is there, you know? So just those kinds of things that you do, you put expectations on yourself. I would say just as a Hispanic woman also, I think that just adds to your independent. You got to get it done. You can't rely on anybody, you know? And so truly, like, I can count on one hand the number of times that, like, someone came into our house to fix something, because we just had to figure out how to do it. You know, mm-hmm. like my dad would just figure it out. My parents separated when I was in high school. And so then my mom was like, I ain't asking no one for help. I'm going to figure this out, you know? And so then it was just even more ingrained of, you are a strong, independent woman, and don't tell me no, or, you know, just that aspect of it. And so I think in my own health journey, I never really struggled growing up. I think as a female, there's so many, I mean, we all, you know, just social media, what was in the 90s and even in the 2000s was magazines, right?
Yes.
TV and magazines. It still existed, that comparison, you know, and all of it. It just looked different than it does now. And now it probably looks worse, but it's still there. It's always been there, you know? Yes. And so I think, just like I said, I felt like I thought I needed to lose weight, but I really didn't, you know? So I was not athletic. I never worked out. I was active. You couldn't get me to stop doing anything, right? I was always on the move, but I wasn't necessarily an athlete. But I would say just the little things, you know, like finish your plate, we don't waste food, you know, those things came into play.
Yes.
I don't know if that was like generational in our time.
That is very interesting. I have a nonprofit for teenage girls struggling with body image and self-worth that, first of all, you would be such an asset to. And I speak on these things, and I would catch myself saying, finish your plate, like finish everything on your plate. And my kids would be like, can I be done? Like, they're getting a signal that they're full, I don't do it anymore. But growing up, it was like, no, finish your plate. And then to take it a step further, it was like, finish your food to get a treat. Like, food was a reward. And now it's like, I don't put it on a pedestal. Food is fuel. I struggled with anorexia and bulimia. I was a hot mess really from like 16 to 36. I mean, really in the mess of the eating disorders until about 25, but then very restrictive, over-exercise. Mm. And I have a daughter, and I will not let her have that relationship with body image. So I watch everything I say. I watch what I'm modeling. I wanted to get into that because I know you have two kids. You have boys, right? But giving kids a positive body image so they're not getting into all that mess, and like setting the foundation early, because I struggle so much with it.
More therapy in a moment. Now back to therapy.
Had you tried in the past any quick fix fad diets? Yes. Okay. So what did you try that was obviously not sustainable if you needed to do it again? What was that like?
He would get mad if I said this, but I always blame my weight on my husband. I'm like, I married you and I got all kinds of blown up. Like, I don't even understand what is happening.
It's absolutely his fault.
So I felt like I truly was, and not in like a bragging way, but I was fine up until my mid 20s. And then it just crept on and crept on and crept on. And every year it added. And I didn't know anything about nutrition. I'm like, I don't understand. I'm eating the same. Like, what is happening? You know, I didn't understand nutrition. I didn't understand how you're supposed to eat. I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know nothing. I'm like, this, you just eat salads, right? Like, that's yes, what you, that's
you eat. You eat salads and you don't snack. You save your calories and you do all the cardio. That's how I live.
All the cardio.
Salads and cardio. I was never lifting. I was starving. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what women are taught.
Yes. So literally, like, girl, I went on like a grapefruit diet one time where I just ate.
Yep, I know.
They were like, eat three grapefruits a day. I'm like, okay, if that's going to help me lose weight and speeds up your metabolism, I don't even know. I did some kind of, truly, I did Weight Watchers. I cheated my whole way through Weight Watchers. I'm like, so I can just eat lettuce and then save my points for cake. That's how it works, right?
When my mom did Weight Watchers, she loves Milk Duds. So do I. She found out that 13 Milk Duds were the points for like whatever lunch or something. So she had no nutritional value for what she was eating. She was just doing, well, 13 Milk Duds is this many points. And I'm like, it's a little bit more than that. Like you gotta fuel your body. Like, but that was the right amount of points. Like
it was, in my head, it made sense.
You were following it.
On the paper.
Yep. Yeah.
So truly, I mean, I think it was for, at least 10 years of just struggling. Yeah. And it was pre-pregnancy. So I can't even blame it on having kids. Same. You know, some people are like, oh, the baby weight never came off. I'm like, it was before the babies came into play and then add the babies. And it was just like, I don't even know what to do.
Yeah.
But it really was also the Hispanic mindset came into play. And I was like, I can't ask for help. I need to figure this out. Other people can do it. I can do it. Like if she can figure it out, I can figure it out. Get it together, Jolene. Like it really was just this try and fail and try and fail and try and fail. And it was just frustrating and overwhelming and exhausting, like flat out exhausting. And so just things that I think your childhood doesn't help, right? Like I just didn't have any kind of nutrition understanding. I still thought I needed to finish my plate. I hated wasting food and like going to a restaurant and getting, if it didn't fit in a to-go box or it didn't make sense to put it in the box,
you
like,
ate it.
Oh yeah, this would be a meal for later. Then I had to eat it.
I have the same rationale, like, and then this is how I stopped doing that. You don't want to put it in the trash and waste it. So your body is the trash can. You're just using your body as a trash can. And then when I had that reframe, I'm like, yeah, I'm wasting it into my body. Like just into my body's the trash can. That's why when I stopped doing it, or like you said, take it home and it's another meal. I have the same thing about wasting. I can't like, it's so Jolene, like I will rip a Kleenex in half if I only need a little bit. And I'm going to be taken away in a straight jacket in a second. But that is what like I want to share. If there's somebody else, I won't waste. I'm like, well, I don't need the whole thing or a paper towel. I don't need the whole thing. It's wasteful. Or my husband would take like two paper plates, like, and he wouldn't see, and I would like go underneath, take the second one and like, cause he'd throw it away. I would take it back out of the trash can. I'm like, you're throwing away two plates. That's wasteful. Like psychotic. Yeah. So
yeah. Why are we this way? I don't know.
Why are we? Because we're firstborn perfectionist people, but we figured it out. And now we use what we went through to help other people through it.
Other people.
Who the hell is
And try to get a little less crazy along the way.
Exactly. But I love that you're sharing this because people see you now and they see you in People and they see you're a fitness and wellness coach, but you are saying you didn't even know anything about nutrition. You didn't work out for the first time till what, you were 34? Is that right?
No, 37. What am I?
Oh my gosh, even later. Okay. 37, you worked out for the first time. So it is possible, whatever anybody's dealing with right now, you can turn your life around. I want to talk about that rock bottom moment where you decided you had to change your life and you realized you were couch parenting. Talk through what happened.
So still in the thick of not frustrated and overwhelmed and whatever.
Wait, was that the closet breakdown? Was it the closet? Oh yeah.
Not okay, yet.
Sorry. Okay.
Not
sorry.
Yet. That's
Please start
coming.
Again. I cut you off.
Still in the thick of like, I can't figure it out. I got pregnant. And then you're eating for two. So then that's even just made it even worse. That was just a whole hot mess pregnancy. I got pregnant. I had my son in October of 2018, Morrison. He's six now. And 4 months later, so I was a mom with a 4-month-old and my mom passed away very suddenly. It was not expected. It was truly just devastating. I mean, just that those are moments in your life that like time literally freezes and you're just like, what is happening right now? I don't understand. Right. And then even after you're living it out and it just feels like you're going through the motions, but afterwards you're just like, what is life? Like, how do I do life without a mom? How am I a mom without a mom? I don't understand any of this. And then realized, right, like when someone, and I don't know if you've experienced loss in your life, but when you lose someone so close to you, time is just different, right? Like you only have memories and moments and like things that fill your heart with just remembering them is always the joy, right? Like you're not going to sit there and like sulk over the things I should have, would have, you know, at least, and if you are, I hope that you can like take a second and really find joy, right? Because that is where I just realized I was really well loved. Like this hurts so much because I was really well loved. That's right. What it comes down to. And then as a mom, without a mom, I'm like, am I showing up for my kids? Like if something happened to me, am I proud of the mom that I am right now? And maybe it sounds dramatic because I only had a 4-month-old at the time, but I was not. I looked at my day-to-day and I think there was this moment and I mean, I cried all the time at that point because I'm grieving my mom and you know, life is hard and all of this, but I just remember I was crying and my son is playing on the floor and I just, the thought of like, well, I don't play on the floor with him because getting back up was so hard. Like, it was just like, this is a process and I can't get myself and a baby off the floor at the same time. I just couldn't, like, I'll just be completely vulnerable and just share that. I could get myself up off the floor and then I could pick him off the floor, but it wasn't a multitasking, you know, situation. And I just thought, I was like, I don't want a couch parent. I don't want to look back and have missed activities or have missed playing or have missed like being in it, not just like present. Like I was present. I'm here. My body is sitting here, but I was not present and engaged. And they grow so fast. You know that kiddos grow so fast. And I was like, if I can't get this together, I will regret the mom that I am being right now. And this is not who I am, right? And so even as the oldest, where you can have this perspective and you have, I think as an older child too, you have this like overall view, like this bird's eye view of what's happening around you because you're always trying to like take care of, help everybody. And so I had this perspective of like, Jolene, you're better than this. Like you're meant to be a better mom than this. You have gifts that you're not stepping into. You have joy that you're not bringing into the room because of where my health and my weight was at. And I don't ever want to like put this emphasis on weight that doesn't need to be there. But for me, it really was the weight was like this physical weight, but it was also this emotional weight. It was this weighing down my confidence. It was weighing down my energy. It was weighing down my personality. And I was just done. I didn't have like this magical answer. No like flashing lights popped up in front of me of like, here's how to do it. It was just this moment of like, I gotta figure this out stat. Like this is something that needs to change. That was my like rock bottom. And it's so hard to look back and be like, man, it took losing my mom to like get me there. Yeah. But I think that it's not even necessarily that it took that, but I think the Lord used that, like this moment in my life to mm-hmm. open my eyes to where I really was meant to be. And so that's where truly like hard things we can look at it and we can regret or we can be mad or we can be angry and you can be angry. I was angry lots of days that my mom wasn't around anymore. But there was also this moment where you can grab hold of it and say, you know what? This can serve a purpose. Yes. It is not for nothing. It is not just a waste. It will serve a purpose. How can this fuel me to become what it is that I'm lacking or what I'm not stepping into or I don't know. So I just had this fire inside of like, I got to figure this out and I need to figure it out quick because life is short and we are not promised tomorrow. And my kiddo is not promised a better mom, you know, anytime soon if I don't change anything. So that was my just pivotal, really pivotal. So spring of 2019 was when all of that, and I still didn't have an answer. So I didn't lose like 10 pounds overnight or anything. But
well, you
really
lost it quick.
I knew you wanted
to change, but like now hearing your story and not having any idea, like what was the first step to that? You're like, I'm done. So what did you do?
More therapy in a moment. Now this.
Guys, I have found the magic. And who would I be to not share the magic with my loyal Therapy listeners? I have been using Rejuvelift Beauty, a tightening clay that you tap wherever you need it. I use it on the little 11s between my eyebrows, the bags under my eyes, my crow's feet. You tap it, you sit for 4 minutes, and the results last for up to 7 hours. If you have a girl's night, a work event, a date night, make Rejuvelift the first step in your beauty routine. It goes on before makeup. It lasts for up to 7 hours. It is magic. And right now, Therapy listeners get 20% off at rejuveliftbeauty.com using code Therapy. Therinpy, 20% off, rejuveliftbeauty.com. That's Rejuvelift beauty.com. You're welcome.
Now back to Therapy.
I tried to count calories. I did P90X, like all 90 days of P90X. I was like, this is going to do it. It didn't do it. so it really was just hard. So that's when the closet moment came. It was that summer. I was in my closet getting ready for something. I was like, I'm never going to lose weight. And I got rid of and like threw everything that didn't fit me into trash bags. Threw it in the trunk. Pretty sure I threw my kid in the car and just donated it. I was like, this is pointless. I was so angry and just threw, I mean, it literally was that summer. I had just, was just mad when it came down to it.
Every woman has been there.
It's frustrating. And I still get mad that that weight and health and losing weight has to be so hard because on this side of it, I'm like, it's not that hard, right? Just not taught anything.
That's what my first book is about. Like squats and margaritas was my first book, Living Life with Balance, where I would work out 3-4 times a week, have a daily cocktail or have whatever I wanted. Nothing was off limits. I maintained what I would say was my physical ideal easily. When I restricted and stressed and all I wanted was to lose that 25 pounds, I was miserable. Mm-hmm. As I just said, and I was 25 pounds heavier living in the restriction and stress. It's not that hard, but you think you have to be concentrating on it and stressing and restricting and counting. And I know you're a macro counter. I want to get into that, but there's something about knowing your macros. And for anyone that's listening, macronutrients are what makes up calories, fat, carbohydrates, protein, knowing what your body needs to run optimally and living by that. Can get you to your ideal weight and just kind of knowing what your body needs. I will say that it changed my life to figure out my macros, but there was a time where I was in my Fitness Pal and I was tracking and I'm like, and that you can't live by the macros. It's very important, but living by them brings a whole other layer of stress and cortisol and makes you hold on to weight, even though you're being so diligent in tracking your macros. Yeah. So it's one thing to know them and another to obsess over anything. Calorie counting, anything like that. I know you signed up for Optavia and you're a coach now. Mm-hmm. How long into your I'm done with this journey did you find that? Because I know that was a game changer for you.
So I threw all the clothes away in July.
Okay.
And then it's funny because I'm like, I was so mad and I'm done and whatever. I'm never going to lose weight. But I still kept going, right? Like I was still motivated. Nothing changed about who it was the lifestyle I wanted to create, you know? So, August, I went on like a salad diet and literally ate salads. Girl,
you were
now
starving.
I look back, I'm like, you weren't eating any protein. Like
your body was starving.
Yeah.
Like starving. So when your body is starving, which you think is what you're supposed to do, like less calories, it shuts off and your metabolism is no longer working for you. And when you start to eat more, which doesn't sound right, your body starts to work again.
Yeah.
And nobody tells women that.
I just ate salads and
I've been there.
I think I lost 3 pounds in like 6 weeks. It was like a month or two. And I was like, this is gonna take forever.
This is bullshit. I quit diets. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So what changed?
So I was a school teacher at the time. I taught for 10 years and a coworker of mine had lost weight in the spring and I was like nosy about it, and it was with Optavia, and so like, what are you eating? And then I'm, you know, I don't know what I was doing, but what is that today, you know? She lost 50 pounds and then school ended. This was all spring. She lost 50 pounds. School ended and I knew, like, I was pretty good friends with her, so I knew what her summer looked like. She was going to Disney, she was going on a cruise. I was like, homegirl gonna come back and she is not gonna have, she's gonna gain it all back. So we'll see. So I never jumped on board with her at the time. But she sure did come back skinny. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm over here eating salads and you went to Disneyland? Like, what?
It seems like not right or not fair. You're enjoying your life and maintaining your weight. Yes.
Yeah.
What is Optavia? Is it a meal plan? Is it a exercise?
It is. Yeah. So it's a nutrition plan. Okay. And so I did, I was like, I don't know what it is. You don't work out. You just eat things, send it to my house. I don't care.
I'm in.
Tell me what to do.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I've ever worked with somebody. And Optavia has nutritionists. I called those nutritionists probably every single day. I was like, explain to me what is happening in my body right now. How did I exactly lose 10 pounds in this first month? This doesn't make sense. So yeah, it was, 35 pounds in 3.5 months and lots of protein. Really, when it comes down to it, my body was like, thank you. You're finally giving us the nutrients we actually need.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Who knew?
Yes. That makes eating more changed everything for me. I started losing weight because I was eating more, and people hear that and they're like, no, you have to restrict. No. I love stories like this. So you start eating and fueling your body and then it works the way it's supposed to. And then you maintain enjoying your life and not feeling deprived. And it's easier. It's just, it's not what we're taught. I love that you're a coach now, because how amazing to have someone that has been through the struggle. They say like the wounded healer. You are teaching what you had to learn. So you have the trust of your clients and you're relatable, because it's not like this, like someone being intimidating, like you've done this all your life. Like for you to be like, I started working out at 37 and this is, I lost 35 pounds in 3.5 months. Like, it's like, oh my gosh. Okay. Like people relate to you. And that's who I would want to learn this from. Not some like professional trainer that's always been in shape.
The person I am now is not who I was 5 years ago. But I did, I lost the weight and like reverse dieted, went into maintenance, learned to maintain my weight, like truly just started understanding how to take care of myself for the first time ever, basically. I had my second baby. I had a night and day pregnancy from my first, because eating for two is actually not accurate. I don't know if a 3 pound little, you know, little baby in your belly needs a whole nother meal, because they don't. So really understanding, yes, listen to what cravings when those come up and listen to your body, but also, am I eating to fuel my body still, you know? So I had a very healthy pregnancy. He was born January of 2020. So he was our COVID baby.
Yeah.
And it was just wild and crazy. So, and then was able to lose the weight postpartum. And so that was just a whole other, like a second journey. Okay. We're doing it again, you know, and it's, frustrating sometimes of like, okay, I gained the weight, now I have to lose it again. But I felt so equipped. I understood yes. how, and I knew how to take care of myself. And I was nursing at the same time, and he was growing and I was losing weight and still being successful. And so it really was just, it makes such a difference when you have understanding, but when you really can grasp and lean into, right? Like I chose to lean in. It wasn't just like, okay, I'm going to do this program and then we'll figure it out later. Like I lost the weight. Bye. It was yeah. like, no, I need to learn. I need to understand. I need to have the accountability. I need to have the learning process. How do I change my mindset? How do I really like take care of myself long-term? Because a lot of it is, so much of it is in our head. Like yes. so much of it is what we tell ourselves, and the society we live in does not create a healthy lifestyle. It just doesn't. Treat yourself for every little thing is not going to help you all the time, you know? So understanding moderation and what does that even mean? And like you said, metabolism and like, okay, what does it look like to, you know, have sweets or carbs or starches or whatever in a place that my body is I'm 5 feet tall. So as a 5 foot small Hispanic little girl, you know, yeah. That I'm not going to blow back up or, you know, so overcoming the fear with knowledge truly, I think is where I just chose to lean in and really learn.
Yes. And it's a lifestyle, yeah. like leaning into the lifestyle. It's not a quick fix yes. of losing the 35 pounds. You can maintain it and live in that body, enjoying your life. Once you lean into listening mm-hmm. to exactly what your body needs. How do you go yeah. from that? Like, I'm sure you get your confidence back because you're feeling good, but a bodybuilding competition, like how does one be like, you know what I'm going to do next?
So after Jackson, he's my second, I had him, I got back to my healthy weight postpartum. That took a couple of months. And then I was like, okay, I guess I should start like working out probably. Right. That was the first. So I started working out with a trainer. I only went, I think it was 2 or 3 times a week. Girl, I didn't know nothing. I'm like, he would be like, okay, today we're going to deadlift. I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. I literally, he's like, yeah, pick up that bar. I'm like, I'm going to need you to like walk me to whatever you're going to want me to pick up because I don't understand.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything. He was like, okay, engage your glutes. I'm like,
people need to hear this. It's okay. Like, yeah. how like, would you have known?
I've never stepped into a gym. And then the gym that he trained me at was like a bodybuilder gym. So I'm like, all these people are like grunting, making all kinds of noises. They got their like little skinny tanks on. I'm like, I'm just here trying to figure out what a dumbbell is. Okay. So I started and just slowly started getting stronger. I felt stronger. I enjoyed the strength. It was all strength training. The strength training is not always for the muscle as much as it is for the stress relief. I was like, this is for my mental sanity. Like, I understand why people commit to going to the gym because I was like, I am stressed out. I need to go work out, you know? And so mm-hmm. I never went on my own. I only went whenever I was with my trainer. So I wasn't to that place, but gradually I was like, okay, I think I'm going to take a walk today. Like activity just started becoming more a part of our lifestyle as a family. I started jogging, like just doing cardio. Who am I? I don't even know, you know, just for fun. Like, I think I need to go run. Like, and my husband's yes. like, this is just new. So it, but it created so much stress relief and it created yes. so much mental clarity. That I recognize when I needed it, you know, there were just moments where you start understanding what it does for you. And so, so bodybuilding was not on the radar. I'll just be really honest. I had worked out for about, I would say like maybe 13 or 14 months, a little over a year. And a good friend of mine who also coaches with me, she works out at a like boutique gym. It's a lot smaller and, it's all group coaching. And so I was like, oh, be fun. I'm a people person. That would be fun. I think I'm going to go with you. Her name's Cindy. And she was like, Jolene, you know, it would be so fun. She was like, our trainer is putting together a group to do a bodybuilding competition. I was like, awesome. Why not? Can't be that hard. Girl, I came in and I did not know what I was stepping into. I said yes. And then was like, what the hell did I just get myself into?
Yeah.
But when you say yes, you can't back out. So yeah. I just had to live it through and completely, I mean, just the whole process. That's like blood, sweat, and tears, right? Like all of it. But there was also so much joy in it. And I just proved myself that I can do hard things all over again.
And you didn't just enter, you placed. You have a trophy.
I did. I got a trophy for 35 and up, different categories. So I placed in my age category and just wild. I mean, all of it was just wild. So
it just shows like where you came from and what you can accomplish in just a few years. And as a mom of two, because that's another thing I'm passionate about. I feel like moms are like, well, I'm a mom now. And you lose yourself in motherhood and you don't glow and make other people, like, you're a better mom when you feel good in your body. So it's not like I would have guilt about, I'm going to work out and like leaving my kids, but I come back a better mom 100%. There's no better feeling than getting in a workout, getting in a run, and just coming back and being clear and then locked in with your kids. So I had so much like kind of shame and guilt about prioritizing myself, but you are a better person when you are lit up by what you're doing or find something that you're passionate about. And you're not over. It's not just about the kids. Like, you can have both. And I found my best physical body at 37 after having my second kid. So very similar. So it's not too late. I'm 42 now. My whole life, like, I hated my body. I was bulimic. I was anorexic, all the things, just no self-worth. My husband was in the NFL and in the prime of his career. And I always thought he was cheating on me because I couldn't see any value. I got from that to submitting for Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Rookie last year. Like, I did not get it, but my win is that I have enough confidence in myself to believe that I could be in Sports Illustrated. And that is the win. I was so embarrassed like to share that I did it. Cause I was like, oh, I did. I like delusionally thought I'm going to get it because my story, and I didn't get it. And I wasn't going to share that I did it. I'm like, oh, thank God nobody found out. Like, who the hell do you think you are? But when I thought about it, I was like, I have gotten to a point of self-confidence that I thought I belonged in Sports Illustrated. And that is a win when I hated my body. And so you can get there. Like, you can get to this place where you do love who you are. And it just starts by making the decision. And for you, like, making the decision that day that you're done. If someone is listening to this and they're inspired and they're like, yes, I'm done. Like, where do you start?
More therapy in a moment. Now this. Now back to therapy.
You just start stacking habits. And so whatever it is that you're like, okay, what am I doing well? What is something that I can just count as a win? Because everyone's doing something right along the way. And then what can I add? And so I tell people, I'm like, protein and water. If nothing else, let's look at those two things first. Are you eating protein? Like a lot, not just like 30 grams a day, which is probably what I was eating before. Look at your goal weight and aim for that. 100 grams of protein. Let's just start there, right?
What does that look like? Take me through just a sample breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and like what you're eating. Like, what is protein? Do you need protein? I'm sure at every meal, but how much? What is what does it look like in food?
Yeah. So I always tell people, I'm like, aim for like 25 grams, which is hard because we don't always look at labels. Mm-hmm. And when we do, a lot of times people just look at the calories. They don't look at anything else.
Yep.
I am not a breakfast person. I'm going to be honest. And so I will do coffee with a scoop of protein in it. That's my creamer. And sometimes I'll put in like a sugar-free creamer, but the protein usually has enough flavor to like flavor my coffee. And so a scoop of protein typically has 24 grams. And so just toss that in.
Perfect.
Easy. Yeah. Whip, blend it up. And
what a tangible tip to get protein. Yeah. Put a scoop in your coffee. Yes.
Scoop in your coffee. That's it.
Okay.
If you don't do coffee, then make a shake the night before and just grab the shaker, like stick it in the fridge and take it with you in the morning. Like, it really is about, if you're not, and this is if you're not a breakfast person. If you are a breakfast person, whip up a easy egg white omelet, or even throw an egg with some egg whites. One egg does not have a lot of protein in it. You've got like 6 grams right there. So throw in a half a cup of egg whites and double it. Or really that like triples it. And so just making it simple and starting with one thing. Okay. And if you're right, it's like what we focus on grows. And so if you're focused on increasing protein, naturally in your day, you're going to be thinking about increasing protein. You're going to organically increase your protein. Okay. And so starting with that, drinking enough water, because everyone's probably walking around dehydrated. So making sure that you're getting a good 80 to 100 ounces of water. And if you can start there, at least building those foundational habits of just creating a healthy day. Yes. Then that's where you start leaning into and you just start naturally learning, you know? And so, so that's where I start with my clients. Even before with Optavia, they send you, you know, some of the protein snacks, which is really convenient, makes it awesome and easy to do. But even before anything comes or they're grocery shopping or whatever, I'm like, okay, let's up the water and add some protein to your day. And even in that, they start getting more energy. They start detoxing from the junk that's been in their day to day. And you're with protein, you're fuller for longer. So all the little snacks aren't as tempting as they used to be when you're starving yourself, basically, or under eating. And then I'm hungry. And then you step into the pantry 10 times a day. So
protein at every meal. I think too, like, when people think weight loss, I think they automatically think cardio. Can you speak to the importance of putting muscle on your body and you're in that woman that is picturing the big bodybuilder lady, how that your body's not going to do that. And why it's women not should not that. Be shying away from weights.
Yeah. And I think it's misleading even that it's called like a bodybuilding competition. Yeah. Cause I do not like, that's like a different category.
Yes. A figure competition.
The figure, yes, the physique, whatever. Mm-hmm. No. And so when you're building muscle, and especially when you haven't worked out, your muscle like takes quick. It's like, okay, we're doing this. And you build muscle really quickly. I feel like now, 2 years later, it's so much slower than it was when you first start. But getting that muscle on your body is naturally burning more calories.
Yes.
Naturally. And so just at rest, like you could be laid up all day, but because you got muscle on your body, you are burning more calories than someone who has zero. And it is, so your metabolism is faster, your metabolism is stronger. And as a woman, you are able to eat normally, right? You don't have to eat like a bird because you have muscle on your body. And so the science of really how our bodies work is beautiful because we're meant to be not muscular, but have muscle, right? And then as you're losing fat, then you can focus on toning some of that, but building that foundation of strength really is, it's so misleading. And I don't know where that happened along the way, but to get to a place where you look like a figure bodybuilder, that is years and years and years and years and years of all extreme.
Where you're taking something. Like that's not a natural thing that's just, you're not going to just naturally bulk up. Men try to bulk. Like, and it's not going to happen to you. You can eat more. Muscle is the most metabolically active tissue on your body. The more you have, the more you burn. Mm-hmm. Just like you said, at rest, you can eat more. Like just those two things alone. Like it makes you may weigh the same, but muscle, like it's compact. So you are wearing smaller clothes. Like muscle is everything. So yes, I think protein, weightlifting, putting muscle on your body and not just doing the cardio and water are three very tangible tips. If someone made a resolution that they were going to get healthy or lose weight or whatever in January, now it's March and they're kind of losing the motivation. What do you say to that person that's kind of fallen off the wagon? They set a good goal, but it's been a couple of months and they're having a hard time staying motivated.
Yeah. This is funny because I'm actually doing what I'm calling resolution redo. Like we're going to redo the resolution that you set out on your own. Cause we're really self-motivated when we first start. Right. Mm-hmm. But I think even just looking back on my own story, I tried so hard to do it by myself. I tried so hard to figure it out. And this is me as a mom, as a full-time working, you know, person and zero information on nutrition whatsoever. And so, and it's like, I can do it, you know? And so I would say really one, recognize your worth and that your goals are worth accomplishing because of exactly what you said, that you show up better, not just for yourself, like not just me and my own energy. Oh, I'm so much happier because I'm working towards these goals, but my giftings are more in line. My kids get better of me. My husband gets more of me. I show up at work and accomplish more when I am in a healthier place than when I'm not. That is worth pushing for. Like it just is. And so I don't care what month of the year it is, you still like just make that mental commitment that you're going to be determined to go towards that place, right? Yeah. But then I would also say is link arms with someone. And this is like, don't ask your broke uncle for money advice, right? Link arms with someone that can actually help you because what they're accomplishing, you aspire to be, or they're inspiring to you, and let them help you. Like asking for help, that's so hard for me. It was so hard for me to just finally say to my friend, okay, tell me what you're finally doing, you know, because I thought I can do it on my own. But then I look back and I'm like, that was dumb. You have zero nutrition. You have zero exercise. You don't know nothing about how to lose weight. Why are you trying to figure it out by yourself? And so link arms with someone, whether that's a good friend that can just give you some tips or hold you accountable, whether that's a, you know, someone that you know that does this, a health coach that you know, really lean in to that process and let someone guide you. Maybe they won't have to guide you for years and years and years, but they can give you that starting step that might start moving you in the right direction for sure.
Yes. And I love how you said, like, you show up better for other people in your life. You're just, when you can get whatever your thing is in check. For me, it was my body image. Like I couldn't, mm-hmm. I was trying so hard. I was so frustrated that I was doing it right in quotes, but not losing weight. Everything pissed me off. Like whatever happened, I was just like, whatever, like everything sucks. But then when you get that in check, like it's hard to, I don't get upset about anything anymore. Like nothing really brings me down because I got the thing, and you know what the thing is for you. But if it is your body image, like once you get that off of you, you're lighter and you can just, nothing is going to get you down. Like you just have to make a commitment that is not going to be a thing anymore. And you have to first do it by saying it out loud and losing the shame of it and asking for help. Mm-hmm. And that is the next step. And your life will just open up. And like you said, like align with what you're supposed mm-hmm. to do. Like both of us struggled and now we help other women who are still in the struggle, get out of it. You can find purpose from something that was painful. Like you had a catalyst of grief. And now your mom knows and is watching that she was the catalyst for you changing your life. Like you can do it. You just sharing your story that you didn't know anything about it. And like where you've come today, it's so inspiring. I want to end it with, I know you're an entrepreneur. You have two toddler boys. You make fitness and health a priority. How do you balance all the things?
Oh my gosh. This is probably, I'm probably the worst person. I don't feel like
I'm the worst person.
I feel like it's all over the place. That was going to be my tip is like just releasing the pressure. And this is probably also oldest issues, releasing the pressure. And so really for me, I just have to be where I am. Like that sounds so silly. Wherever your feet are, just be there. Give your everything you can, right? Like give what you have in that moment and then be in the next place. Because I really can't, if I'm working out, worried about whatever, I'm really not at the gym. There's people I'm working out with that I'm not giving to, that I'm not encouraging, that I'm not even listening to sometimes, right? And so I think that's where it is. My word of the year is aligned, and I just want to be where I am. I want to be aligned. If I'm here, I want to be aligned with the people who are around me and giving them my best. And then wherever at the end of the day, there's still a zillion things that I didn't finish or I didn't accomplish or I didn't, you know, complete. But I think that's just, there's always going to be, that's just part of the society that we live in is go, go, go. But I want to be, I want to just have peace and like, okay, but what I did today, I did great. Like I did awesome. You know, when I was with my kiddos, I was a great mom, you know? And so just being where you are and just finding peace there, because if you're not there thinking about somewhere else, then you're not there either, you know? Yes. So then we're just in this like mumble jumble.
And I That's feel me. Like I'm in the mumble jumble all the time. Yes. I'm always thinking, I'm always trying to like get things checked off. So I'm like right now, I'm like, what am I going to make for dinner? Come back. Like I'm trying to always get ahead. And I never, I love that. Be where your feet are. Like it's so hard for me to do it, but that is such great advice.
My other tip that I have, this is what I have to use. I call it a brain dump. And so, because we're always, the mind is always spinning. And so in my phone, on my notes, I have a brain dump and something will come to mind when I'm with my kiddos and I just stick it on the brain dump list. And whenever it's time to like tackle that, but it's almost like a file cabinet, right? Like I don't need to keep it. I don't need to remember this because I wrote it down and my brain can release it. And so I don't know if that helps you or not.
Yes, but, it's off. It's out and you can just deal with it later. Yes. Yeah. Brain dump. Love it. Bonus tip. Thank you. This has been fabulous. Thank you for your vulnerability and sharing your story. If people want more from you, where can they find you?
So Instagram, Jolene Deering, and Facebook, same. The way I spell my name, J-O-U-L-E-E-N, it's Jolene like the song, but it's spelled wrong. And so I'm the only one that spells it wrong.
Not wrong. Really it's right. I have to say I've been singing the song this whole week. Prepping for this. I cannot get the song out of my head. You are fabulous. And I cannot wait to see what you do next.
Girl, we could keep chatting for like another hour. I had so much fun.
If you are not subscribed to Therapy with Erin Washington, please hit subscribe wherever you're listening to this. Please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts so that more people can find it. And thank you for listening and being along on this journey with me. If you have any subjects that you want me to talk about, follow me on Instagram at I am Erin Washington. Follow the show at Therapy with Erin Washington. And I will see you next week for more Therapy.